Hi, and welcome to another podcast on effective course design. I'm Jan.
And I'm Peter. What's our topic today?
Authentic assessment.
Oh, what's that?
It just means testing what students have learned in a way that's as close to a real-world situation as possible.
Oh, okay. Do you have any examples?
Oh, yeah. So here's one. We offer a program that trains project managers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the last course, we ask students to choose one of three real-life projects and then manage that project from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
So they create a proposal, the plans, the budget, the reports. They have to consider unforeseen problems like strikes or earthquakes mm-hmm. or a supplier going out of business. And then they present their solution to the other students, and they get critiqued, and then they revise their plan until it gets full approval by their peers.
Oh, okay. So there's no final exam, no term paper. They just do what a real project manager would have to do?
Exactly.
Oh.
So if an employer asks if they can, if they can create a work schedule or a budget or make a presentation to the project owners, mm-hmm. they can say, yes, I can. And here's proof, because I did it. It's like having a portfolio.
Yeah, wow. So the students can actually show evidence that they have the skills they'll need on the job.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So we want to be sure that what we're testing really does provide that evidence.
Yeah. Do you have any more examples?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots.
Okay.
Okay. So in the first course of the data science program, in the final course of the data science program, we provide students with huge sets of real-world data. And this is like weather over several years or over a number of locations mm-hmm. or social events like how many people change addresses in a city in a year or information about the taxi system in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And then we ask them to work with that data to discover new and interesting patterns. And those new patterns might lead to policy changes or predictions or even economic decisions.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
So one more example.
Uh-huh.
We offer a program that trains people to be professional guardians of adults. So we have our students work with three fictional clients throughout the program, and they have to deal with both everyday problems and some really unexpected ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes have to make some pretty tough decisions.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end of the program, they fill out all the required paperwork, and they write a 90-day plan of action. And this is what's really cool. They present their paperwork and plan to an actual judge from the court system,
uh-huh.
who comes to the class, and they have to defend their plan for the judge's approval.
Wow, that is really cool. But you can't anticipate every problem they'll have to deal with, though, right?
True. You can never really know what's going to happen in real life. But in all these examples, we provide students with good decision-making skills and a look at what kinds of problems they might run into and where they can go for help.
Oh, okay, that sounds reasonable. But why don't we just assign term papers to be sure they know all the facts they need?
Let me ask you, how many papers did you write in college?
Oh, gosh, dozens, I'd say.
Right. And what did you prove you could do by writing all those papers?
That I could write a term paper?
Exactly. And how many term papers have you needed to write on the job? Any job since college?
Yeah, none.
None. Mm-hmm. But there is this.
Mm-hmm.
See, writing a term paper shows that you can choose and narrow down a topic, research that topic, organize your thoughts about it, and write so the reader can understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but those are really useful skills to
have,
right?
And they are. Absolutely, they are. So how would a project manager use those skills?
Well, they might need to write a report to different stakeholders mm-hmm. or maybe a memo about safety mm-hmm. or maybe a final report about how the project went overall.
Right. So how would you test those skills in a project management training program?
Oh, I get it. I'd ask students to practice writing reports to stakeholders or memos to workers or a final report.
You do get it, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, that means you need to teach them how to write an effective report or memo or whatever.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's about it. So just remember that authentic assessment means we're looking for evidence that students can do what they'll need to do in a real job. And we set up situations that are as close to a real-world experience as possible.
I like it. And I think that's all for today, folks. Send us your questions by using the handy form at the bottom of this page.